Psalms chapter 27 is real dear to me. I sat out a real morning, George Lynn. Why? Your mama walked out, I guess. Why? I know why. I'm going to go back and 19 years ago, Brother Hub. This song right here got my wife through a major trial in her life. And after she gave birth to George Lynn, she went into anemic, and then she had battled depression majorly for 3 months. Was physically not able to take care of George Lynn. And Lord, it worked out. I mean, orchestrated. I believe Lord worked everything out to a plan. December, I started working with Anthony before she was born. 11 months before she was born. So it's no problem, Brother Scott. If I need to stay home, he let me stay home. And many a days that she'd call me and he'd have to take me. She'd have to go to mom and dad to take her mom and daddy. She'd spend out mom and daddy's. But this is what she held on to. Psalms chapter 27. The Lord is. And I've talked to other people that's battled depression. They come up there and they've talked to me. And I said, listen, all I can tell you is what I've seen, what work. I said, get in Psalms 27 and don't get out of it until you get out of the depression. I said, stay in that scripture and study Psalms 27 and then claim it. I've said that, Brother Brent, before I started reading what commentaries. I started reading what some commentaries last night was saying about Psalms 27. About David had a fight through all of his life against the raging battles of his sin in the world. And it was also a reflection of how his faith as the power of God sustained him through the trials in his life. We look in our Sunday school class, give me your jacket, what chapter was 2 weeks ago in our Sunday school class, three weeks ago, it's when the missionary family was here. And I'm going to throw this out right quick while I was thinking about it. Hey, the ones going to be doing shotgun shells, bringing shotgun shells for the, hey, I'll talk to Anthony, I can't remember the family's name. But they're supposed to be here next week, I think it is, sometime next week. They'll be here the 11th, which is Sunday week. Y'all start bringing shotgun shells in for this family that's going back. You're going to say, why do that for? Well, these kids sold their shotguns. Sold all they had to help their mom and daddy do exactly what the Lord wanted them to do, is get to South Dakota. So somebody's gave them, they ain't got shotguns yet. Somebody's got them shotguns. And then now they're just wanting to give them some shotgun shells to take up our South Dakota so they can hunt with. Hey, I'm talking about teenage boys. Gave it all, Brother Bo. So they go to South Dakota, tell somebody about Christ. The Lord is. I mean, how much more? We can stop right there and just say, go home. But the Lord is. I've got 9 things the Lord is right here in these scriptures. First of all, look at verse number 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? First of all, the Lord is my salvation. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Who shall believe Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Romans 6:23, for the wage of sin is death. But the gift of salvation, the gift of God is eternal life y'all finish that verse. It just left me. But through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank you, Brother Hub. Romans 5, verse number 8 and 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Salvation. The Lord is my salvation. Amen. And it, Brother Jeff, He was nothing else. That's all I needed. 2,000 years ago, He became my salvation. Amen. And at 13 years old, I realized He is my salvation. Amen. When I got saved. And the day that you got saved, the day that you realize that He is your salvation, that's the day. But hasten on here. Look at the rest of verse number 1. It says the first part, for the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength of life.
Of whom shall I be afraid? Second of all, the Lord is my strength. Psalm chapter 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and the strength of very present help in the time of trouble. I believe right, church, what David was thinking about, hey, when he wrote this psalm, hey, at the very nick of time when I need somebody, he's there. You'll say, name one instance. Well, what would you do if a bear come running after you and took what you're supposed to be protecting? What did he do? God gave him the strength. God came upon him and gave him the strength he needs to kill that bear. The exact same thing with a lion. The very exact same thing with Goliath. Hey, because he went up and took five smooth stones, took the number of grace. But really, truly, all he needed was one. And in our life, all we need is one. That's him. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my strength. But third of all, look at verse number 2. The Lord, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fail. Third of all, the Lord is my safety. Look at Psalms chapter 4, verse number 8. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me to dwell in safety. It's only the Lord that will put you in that safe place. You know, there's times in my life that I realize, hey, I want to say, how did I end up here? We'll go back to a illustration or a thing that really happened. On December the 24th, we always have Christmas at my mom and daddy's. And we left there. And the kids, we always love going to see lights. So we went out the back way and come across these lights that we had never seen before, Bubba. They lived 5 minutes from there. Well, these people, they started these new lights and stuff, and they put up. I pulled over and I stopped and talked to her for 5 minutes. George Lane remembers this. 5 minutes. Well, I went on out the end of that road, went over past Brother Glass's house out the road. When I went to 156 and made a left, went less than a mile, which took me 5 minutes to get there, there was a major wreck on that bridge. The Lord is my safety. That could have been me. But the Lord stopped me. How many times in our life have we looked? Another illustration, me and Brother Daniel Woods, we were up there in John's Mountain hunting. Was turkey hunting. I'd have went off the trail right just about 15 minutes before dark. Before daylight, And went up the trail, went up to the left. Nancy knows what I'm talking about, where we always hunt at. And I crossed that right there, and I went on up there, and I was coming back. And just instant, Lord told me, stutter step. I had no idea. Heard something behind me, turn and look. Copperhead about that long, about that big around, struck at me. I've never had a snake strike at me other than that day. But in it, the Lord is my safety then. How many times in our life we wonder, why, Lord, I'm the world's worst at this. Why, Lord, why am I here? Because God protecting us something 10 feet in front of us that we can't see. If we just shut up and stop being so stinking stubborn with everybody and never with the Lord, I'm just being honest. What my wife tells me. Stop being stubborn and listen and just pay attention and or just calm down. Lord's protecting us for a reason. But so many times in our life, we want to question Him. Why this and why that? As that song, you know, we're going through the trial. But there will be one day, we're going to be above, we're going to be able to see exactly everything that's going to happen, that would have happened, if God didn't slow us down or speed us up or something. Hasten on here. Number 4, look at verse number 3. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. He's my surety. S-U-R-E-T-Y. The Lord is my surety. You'll say, what do you mean? Look at Hebrews chapter 7, verse number 22. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. He is. If we will just say, okay, God, Here I am. That's what I've been telling the boys in Sunday school class. Hey, boys, if you'll just throw your arms out and say, hey, Lord, here I am. Let Him be surety. Let Him be our stronghold. Let Him be our strength that we need in our life. You know, there's things that we can't comprehend, but all we know is we have to stand firm and stand fast that He is surety going to be the Lord of our life. And all that, look at verse number 5. For in the time of trouble, verse number 4. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple. One thing I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. We'll see, what's so big about that verse? Look right in the middle of it. That I may seek after. Why was he seeking after? Why was David seeking? Like I said, it's just a Sunday school lesson pretty much this morning. I mean tonight. That I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. If you're at peace with God, like I believe without a doubt, David was at peace with God right here. It's the Lord is my satisfaction. He is complete satisfying to you when that peace of God is in our life. And I believe right there, that one thing I have desired of the Lord, satisfaction. He knew he was saved. He knew that part. But it's a satisfaction. You'll say what? It's a between here and there. Satisfaction. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 19. But my God shall supply all your needs according to the riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Is there anything in life that I need? No, not a thing. Why? Because God has completely satisfied me with everything that I need. Do I say I got wants? Oh, yeah. Everybody's got wants. But that's nothing I need. And it's not going to hurt me if I've got it. It's not going to hurt me if I don't. But it's complete satisfaction when we know that we're at peace with God. When it comes down to Psalm chapter 12, the first two words of Psalm chapter 12, if we're completely at peace with God and we got a major need in our life, we can throw our hands up and simply say, help, Lord. Psalm chapter 12, verse 1, first two words is, help, Lord. Are you at peace with God where if you can just, or we're going to have to get on our altar and spend 30 minutes praying, God, I need you to forgive me of this, or I need you to forgive me of that. No, I don't believe David had to right here. There was a complete satisfaction in his life that he knew that he could say, help, Lord, I need you right now. Look at verse number 5. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Number 6, the Lord is my shelter. Psalm chapter 91, verse 1 and 2, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse number 2, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. He is our shelter. You know, there's people, as I was growing up and my wife growed up, I'm going to use my wife as an example because people have said this about her. You've just lived a sheltered life. People said that about her, Brother Scott. She finally got an answer. She answered, what's wrong with that?
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, me and her never had to see our parents' drugs and alcohol and other things that other kids had to see. Never had to. You know, I thank goodness my kids have never seen that. And their mom and daddy. But some have. You know? And I just don't understand why parents would do that to their kids. I really don't understand it. Why would they? But I thank goodness God, the Lord is my shelter. When it seems like that trial comes and I can't handle it, God will put me over here, slide me in that rock, and set me there till that trial, that first person or whatever it is, will pass by. Just get on away out of our life, and God will put us back out. It's that shelter, it's that protection. You say, where's a good protection place? There's four walls right here you can look at. It's a good protection place. And people inside these four walls is good people come and talk to for protection. I'm not meaning guns. I'm not meaning all that. I'm meaning a spiritual warfare that's in your life. Right here is a good place to come to. That's the kind of protection I mean. Well, I've heard Brother Mike talk about, I think as a boy, back when he was in Chattanooga, back years ago, when he was a youth pastor at Chattanooga years ago, about that young boy coming up there and talking to him. And Brother Mike got to help him. He chose the right path. But so many people jump outside these four walls and want to hear from the world side, and that's where they go. There's a shelter right here. And don't leave this shelter, kids. When you graduate, you get older, don't leave it. Don't forget it. Marshall, I know Sunday's your last Sunday. Don't forget the shelter that's here. Don't forget the altar where you were saved. Don't forget it. So many people, they forget it. And the devil wants to snatch that away. The salvation is still there. But the satisfaction of your salvation ain't there. And they steal it away. And the devil gets it. But I'll tell you who more than the devil does it. The world gets it. More than the devil does it in our life. We get our eyes off of what need to be on, and we get it outside. But I'll tell you, number one battle, Marshall, it won't be the world, and it won't be the devil. It's going to be you against you. Don't forget it. I don't know why I said that, but I did. But the Lord told me to. Look at verse number 6. Now we'll be done here in just a minute. Verse number 6. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies, round about me. Therefore I offer in his tabernacle sacrifice of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Not only is the Lord my salvation, my strength, my safety, my surety, my satisfaction, my shelter, but he's my song. In Psalms chapter 28, verse number 7, the Lord is my strength and my shield, my heart trusteth in him. And I am helped, therefore, my heart greatly rejoiced, and with a song will I praise him. Amen. The Lord is my song. I love Brother Sammy, the way he puts it. A hymn, an H-Y-M-N, a true H-Y-M-N, is about the H-I-M. A hymn should be about him. Remember that, Trevor. That's just a little joke between me and Trevor there. He loves finding them mama songs and stuff like he knows I can't stand them. Me and him laugh about it all the time. But a true hymn's about him, the Lord should be our song. And all that, we'll be done. Two more. Look at verses number 8, 9, and 10. When thou saidest, seek my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Look, that's a promise right there. Then the Lord will take me up. Number 8, He's my support. He's my support. Look at Psalms chapter 31, verse 24. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not thy understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. He, the Lord, is our support. He supports us. I mean, that's what David was looking at. David was looking, he said, I'm going through a major trial in my life. I don't understand it. But the Lord wants to support you, to help you, to pick you up and hold you, cuddle with you. I know Miss Jane spent 9 days, I think it was. 12 days, I'm sorry. 12 days in the hospital. And that's what the Lord wants to do. The Lord wants to support you in them trying times in your life. We don't understand why things come. Don't understand why things come to Hope and Charity back last year. But I never would have made it without this right here. The Lord is. Amen. I couldn't have made it. There's times in mine and Deborah's life we're just wondering why. Long nights. But there's always peace. And don't can't explain it, Brother Mike. Can't explain it, Brother David. Can't understand it. But there's always peace. Amen. Last of all, look at 11, 12, 13, 14. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in the plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies. For false witnesses are rising up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, and be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Last of all, He's my success. The Lord is my success. You're going to say, I just don't understand. The very last line, wait, I say, on the Lord. Let Him. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 13. I can do all things. This is a verse right here that I thought I was going to be preaching on tonight. Right here. All the way until yesterday when I got home. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. If we'll let Him do all things in our life, He'll strengthen us so we can do whatever we have to do in our life. God will give us the strength, the courage, the will, everything we need to do it. If we'll just let Him. Come on, brother.